The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. The past few nights, we have been looking at some of those barriers, those mawani', those impeding forces that sometimes block us from achieving this desired identity. You know, years ago, I gave the example, I think, and I gave the example of a boxing ring. Or for UFC guys, an octagon, let's say. Now, you know, back in the day, you know, we were talking about Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield, and now you have, you know, McGregor, and you have all these other foolish characters who are in the octagon. So I want you to imagine now you have these two fighters inside this ring, and the match is scheduled for, let's say, 10 rounds. In the first round, one boxer dominates. The boxer being dominated goes back to his corner. He's bleeding, he's cut, he's swollen. At that moment, does his coach throw in the white towel? No. It's round one. He says, look, he got you in round one, go back out, have some respect, get him in round two. And this back and forth battle happens for the full 10 rounds, nobody gets knocked out. And then finally, when they announce the winner, they raise the hand of a guy whose face is messed up. Please follow the example. Messed up. There's blood from his ear, his one eye is swollen shut, he can barely talk, but he's smiling, one tooth is missing, but he's the winner. Ajib. He's the winner. If this is the state of the winner, imagine what the loser looks like. He can barely talk, he can't even look, but he's the winner. And everybody accepts him as the winner, even though he is riddled with scars. But the only thing the scars show us is that he was in a battle for 10 rounds. That's one example. Come to another example. Sometimes they show on online how these vets come back from overseas, right? From Iraq, they come back home and they surprise their kids in a graduation or, you know, this and that. I want you to imagine one of these soldiers come back from one of their assignments, now, let's say overseas, and they're sitting with the family, and the family is there, you know, the nice big reunion now, right? Celebrating his return, there's cake and there's a barbecue, the whole nine, blah, blah, blah. Then they sit around afterwards. He's like, can you tell us some stories from the battlefield? From the front lines, what was it like? Oh my God, I must have been like, you know, just staring at death. He's like, oh, it was crazy, this and that, talking about war stories and how, you know, I lost my men and good friends of mine and blah, 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 and we were right in the trenches and this and that. And one guy is looking at him and thinking, you know what, there's not even a pimple on this guy's face. Forget a scar. He's walking just fine, all 10 fingers, all 10 toes, there's no amputation, there's nothing. Actually, he looks better than he did before he left. were you in that battle? Yeah, I was right there, really. You don't show signs of a battle. The boxer did. Sometimes when my young guys, we kind of go back inwards and we go through a little bit of why do I have this fear of rejection? Why am I not stronger than I should be or I am? And it kind of brings about old scars, maybe some trauma. Who knows? Maybe I have self-confidence issues. I put on a great show, right? Sometimes the ones who are great on social media are the ones that really have the deep-rooted problems. I always say this, right? When a husband sends a nice, beautiful message on social media, happy anniversary to my wife, to my one and only, my love, my subkoch, my heart cheese, right? All sorts of emojis and pictures and this and that, those are the couples I'm worried about the most. And sometimes we're afraid to visit scars. Baba, those scars simply mean that you've been in a battle. with shaitan and with yourself. It's okay. You can show up in front of Allah with scars on your body. It will show you that, look, I didn't succumb. I didn't throw the towel in the first round. I went mano a mano with shaitan. The difference is I'm left standing. Yeah, I lost some iman. I lost a few things. I had a couple of bad years. I fell. I slipped. I was trying to figure it out. But they're scars. But nonetheless, I'm here. I'm still saying la ilaha illallah. And the same way that boxer had his hand raised, inshallah, you'll say, you know what? Enter Jannah. With those scars. All it shows is that you were in a battle. Don't be afraid to look inwards to find out, why am I so scared to be rejected? What am I afraid of? This guy, these people, this email, they don't even know my last name. And they're going to sit there and dictate to me my path? Meanwhile, people who love me, cherish me, are with me, are egging me on, cheering me on, pom-poms, the whole nine. But they don't mean much. Yeah, they're biased. These people, for some reason, I don't know why, they have a grip on me. It's not them. They're an empty canoe. They just trigger what's already inside of you. Remove that, the canoe won't bother you. Because it is a capacity issue. God says, I will not ask you except for that which is part of your capacity. It's not possible. We know how our kids work. We know, for example, how much I can lift, I can do. I won't. I won't ask anything else. Right? If I'm, you know, example I've given before, if I'm sitting there and I'm moving furniture, let's say I'm moving furniture. Right? Let's say we're going to swap the living room, the sofa goes here, the table goes here, fine, okay. So I asked my little five-year-old guy, okay, Hassan, you grab that end of the couch, and I got this end. On the count of three now, use your knees, boy. Don't use your back, use your knees, ready? And it goes like this, the sofa. I go, what happened? You didn't lift, let's try it again. 3, 2, 1, lift. Goes like this. I said, Baba, I'm 5 years old. Can't do it. I can't lift the whole sofa on this side. I don't have the capacity. Like, obviously, I said, but it's foolish of you. Yeah, it's foolish of me to expect more than what this boy can give me. God knows your capacity. He knows your story. He knows your scars. He does. Absolutely, He knows. Doesn't wish to make things difficult on you. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ What will I gain, He says, by punishing you? By making life difficult for you. I don't wish to allow you to drown in your sin. كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ رَحْمَةً I've made mercy wajib upon myself. If namaz is wajib on you, mercy is wajib on me. I can miss salat, but God can't miss His mercy. So look inwards. Figure out the fear. Figure out the rejection. If that means that you travel through old wounds, it's okay. Don't be afraid of those wounds. Sometimes those wounds actually, you know, they open up pathways. Sometimes, you know, when I had my blinds closed and I'm trying to sleep in the morning, and sometimes, you know, there's a little bit of a crack in between the blinds and that light hits me right in my eyes, right? 7 a.m., 8 a.m., I need some rest. I have a long day ahead of me, long programs in the evening. I need some rest and I'm sleeping and I just found my spot in my pillow. Oh, tossing and turning. And then that sunlight hits me right there. And it wakes me up through a crack of the blinds. Sometimes it's those cracks of our heart where the light enters. Don't be afraid to stand there in front of God scarred, saying, yes, you know what? When I was 15, 16, I was confused. I made horrible, horrible, horrible things. I'm coming back to you, but I really want to figure this out. I don't want to fear the rejection of others. Because I'll mention this one more time to you. The idea is that we cannot please everybody. It's impossible. If there are 300 people in this whole property right now, and I expect with my 145-minute little, you know, small, little, simple, ignorant speech that I'll please everybody, no, there'll be some people that will leave tonight saying, oh, what a waste of time, man. Achakhasa Johe, we're sitting at home. Came here, listen to this. It's bound to happen. What's an easier equation is not to try to please everybody, but try to please Him. No? 300 versus 1. He's Ya Sari Ar-Rida. He's easily pleased. And it's not easily pleased. It's Sur'at. Sari and it's Sur'at. He gets to pleasure very quickly. does not take much to please him. Meaning what? If this is him and this is his pleasure, he's traveling at a very, very fast speed, God is. That's what sari' means. He gets there very quickly. People like me, I'm happy with you one day. Next week, voi banda jo hai, my number one dushman. So I understand the idea of acceptance by others at the cost of God. Let's be careful. Identify. And I'm talking to myself right here. Why is there already an existing fear inside of me? And why do I use that to preemptively now damage my path? Those are internal discussions that I think have to happen.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.